The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Dennis Prager here. Thanks for listening to the Daily Dennis Prager Podcast. To hear the entire 3 hours of my radio show, commercial-free, every single day, become a member of Pragertopia. You'll also get access to 15 years' worth of archives, as well as the daily show prep. Subscribe at Pragertopia.com. Hey, everybody, Dennis Prager here in a very, very strange locale, a studio in the L.A. area. Yes, it's the home studio. I've been here in about 10 days. Germany and Florida in the meantime. And it is good to be back, to say the least. Hello, y'all. So Ron DeSantis announces candidacy for president of the United States. Didn't work out well technically, and I don't know why, and I'm not sure anybody knows why. They say that there were so many people it overloaded, but obviously Twitter needs to be able to handle that, or it wouldn't be a possible venue for anybody who has a large audience and does a live podcast. So we don't know why. I don't consider it to be one of the most important events of the last month, let alone the last 10 years. However, I feel for everybody concerned, for Ron DeSantis and for Elon Musk, because if you care about America, you wish them well. If you think you care about America and you don't wish them well, you are not thinking clearly. I'm sorry. But that is not a unique problem in the human condition, not thinking clearly. I'm not quite clear as to why the overwhelming majority of conservatives and Republicans do not have the following attitude. All that matters is defeating the left. If you want to make America great again, if you want to restore America, if you want to prevent it from becoming a failed society and overwhelmingly likely a tyranny, then you must defeat the Democratic Party, which is now the party of the left, not of the liberal. Why is that not the only concern? Or at least, to be even more precise, the supreme concern of everyone who understands the damage the left is doing to the country. I don't care if you have a favorite candidate, that's fine. But if you can't be loyal to the candidate as opposed to loyal to the cause. You can be loyal to the candidate because you feel he or she is the best person to further the cause. Yes, that is perfectly legitimate. As far as I am concerned, that is all that matters. Nominating the person who will win, presuming that the elections are fair enough for a Republican to win. Given the moral state of the left, it is not an unfair warning to be heeded. So, Ron DeSantis has done incredible things to a purple state. Florida, just a few years ago, could go either way, Democrat or Republican. He has done something remarkable in Republicanizing, conservatizing a state that was not innately conservative. I was in Florida this whole week, and everybody feels it's a freer state than the one I am now broadcasting to you from. California. California is not a free state. It is not yet the Soviet Union, but it is certainly moving toward the Soviet Union. What was Gavin Newsom's latest outburst against Target? Was that correct? I mean, what an outburst. That they're cowards. They probably are cowards. But that's the reason they originally put in transgender clothing for toddlers. But so if you objected to that, according to Gavin Newsom, you are a hater and a bigot. When a person like Gavin, could you get me the direct quote? I mean, it's really something. When a person like Gavin Newsom says something like that, your first reaction is to say, does he believe that? Does he really want to encourage in little children doubts about what sex they are? Does he think that that is a sign of a healthy and fine society? Or does he say it because that is what is expected of a Democrat, especially in California? And I don't have the answer. God has the answer. Either way, I'm not sure which is worse. Either way, we're in danger. But it's interesting. Which is worse? The true believer or the phony? I'll bet you probably have not ever thought about that question. It's not one that people raise often. The true believer, by the way, goes to the name of a very powerful book. I think it was written in the 50s, Eric Hoffer, The True Believer. I read it in high school, not because my high school assigned it. It didn't matter to me what my high school assigned. I read what I wanted. Which is another issue, which disturbed my parents a great deal. Eric Hoffer was a longshoreman. Yeah, he was a blue collar. He was a worker. And he was a brilliant philosopher who worked as a longshoreman. And he wrote this very short book titled The True Believer. And that's, I believe, where the phrase arose. You should definitely read it. You can read it in a very brief period of time. So who is worse? Who is more dangerous? By worse, I mean dangerous. If Gavin Newsom really believes that society will be better by encouraging five-year-olds to question whether they're a boy or a girl, oh my God, I'm looking at the video on the screen now, which all of you can see at Salem.
The quote is...
News Channel. One second. Trans people will always exist. That's a shirt they sell. Target artist design for our Pride collection.
His tweet is on Trillium.
Okay, I will take a look at that. I'm just looking at the video now of all the things up at Target.
Yeah.
And he's taken some of them down because a great number of people find it to be akin to child abuse. You have to understand, folks, the transgender issue, as opposed to a transgender individual who is a human being created in the image of God like the rest of us, but the issue of transgenderism is the issue, which is why I spend so much time on it. It is the issue of our time, because if they win... If the people who say there's no such thing as a fixed sex, you are not what you are born, chromosomally, organically, mentally, you are not. It is no more fixed than the color of the shirt or skirt. Well, no, girls don't wear skirts anymore. Or shoes that you wear. It's just shoe color and gender identity are equally malleable. If society comes to believe that, it will not be post-Judeo-Christian, it will be pre-Judeo-Christian. It is the route to societal suicide. people on the left think that that is overkill. The only societal suicide is embracing conservative values and, of course, not doing enough to combat climate change. Who is the latest now on climate change? Was it the LA Dodgers? What was I reading? Oh, no. I'm sorry. Amazon. Did you send me the article, Amazon workers protesting at Amazon? So Amazon workers are protesting. And they're protesting the usual. Well, not the usual. They're protesting not just wages. They're protesting that Amazon wants them to come back to work physically at least 3 days a week. And do you know what their other protest is? Amazon is not doing enough to combat climate change. In climate change, and you're not a boy or a girl, you are what you think, it is quite possible that society as we know it will end. Back in a moment. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. For my listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free offer with promo code Prager. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listeners square to the buy one, get one free offer. Enter promo code Prager or call 800-761-6302 to get your MyPillow 2.0 now. Gavin Newsom's statement about Target. I assume he would did he have such a statement about Budweiser? I mean, Budweiser removed the trans beer can. The Gavin Newsom Democrat believes not only that they are right, but they will shove it down your throat. That's what all the gay pride stuff is about at Dodger Stadium and elsewhere. It's not only that you will allow your fellow citizen to live in peace. No. It's not about tolerance at all. It's about celebration. It's the North Korean totalitarian mentality. We care and we will monitor what you think. You not only must accept that we are here, you must celebrate that we are here. You must celebrate people who believe they are the other sex. You must celebrate men who wear women's clothing. So this is the tweet from Gavin Newsom, a thoroughly vile man who is the governor of California, who while telling people in California, you must stay at home, we must ruin the livelihoods of tens of thousands of restaurants in California, went to a restaurant and without a mask in the middle of the shutdown and paid no price. Democrats pay no price. Who's going to demand that they pay a price? The Los Angeles Times, the San Francisco Chronicle, the New York Times, or Washington Post? It's like it didn't happen. It's not that he's just a hypocrite. Hypocrite is the mildest term. The totalitarian believes that you must live under the draconian laws that I pass. They don't apply to me. I am an Ubermensch. That is what leftists ultimately think they are, Ubermensches. Overmen, literally. We are better than the rest. Therefore, we can fly on private jets while forcing you to pay far more money to heat your home. They really believe that. They believe they are better than the rest of humanity. If you're at the World Economic Forum conference each year, you are a finer, better, superior than every way human being. They believe that. The issue with Gavin Newsom eating at a restaurant without a mask while restaurants are shut down and people must wear masks in California is not that he's a hypocrite. It's that he's an ubermensch. He is a higher moral being and believes it. So this is what he tweeted. CEO of Target, Brian Cornell, selling out the LGBTQ plus community to extremists is a real profile in courage. He's a profile in courage. Can you name a courageous thing Gavin Newsom has ever said or done or thought or breathed or expressed or implied? But in any event, by the way, community is somewhat of a totalitarian phrase. What if you are LGBTQ and don't think left? Are you not in the community? That is correct. Community is a term for you think like the left. If you don't think like the left, you are not a member of that community. Gloria Steinem said many years ago, it was 1990s, I think. I have it in my column this week. She said that she was one of the two, three best-known feminists in the country. She said that the conservative Republican Texas Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson, a woman, said, what did she say? She's not an authentic woman. What was the term she used? Something to that effect.
She's a woman in
disguise. Oh, yeah, she's a woman in disguise or something like that. No, she's not drag, no. She appears to be a woman, but she's not really a woman. That was the gist of it. See, Clarence Thomas is not in the black community. Community is the left's phrase for thinking left. I'll read the rest of his tweet, but in a moment. But I looked to see how people reacted. There's a very interesting one. Jason Rantz on KTTH Radio. I'm Jewish and gay. You don't speak for me, narcissist. Therefore, Jason Rantz is not a member of the gay community. That's it. Dave Rubin is not a member of the gay community. Nor is what my favorite English thinker,
Douglas Murray.
Not a member of the gay community. He's gay, but he's not a member of the community. You're a member of the community if you think and talk left. So he writes, this isn't just a couple stores. Oh, my God, it's a couple of, by the way. It's sad. You'd want a governor of a state to tweet in proper English. There is a systematic attack on the gay community happening across the country. What a lie. That's a complete lie. The attack is on transgenderism in any event. Has nothing to do with whether you're gay. Nothing. So he changed the subject to gay because the clothing had to do with transgender. But he knows that there's not that much sympathy in the country, even among liberals, for denying that there is only male and female. So he changed it to gay. There is no systematic attack on the gay community. He lies because he's an ubermensch. Ubermensch can lie. You know, at Pragertopia, you can have access to 10 years of my show. All the happiness hours, all the male-female hours, all the ultimate issues hours, and all the regular hours. Pragertopia.com and commercial-free every day. So, the ubermensch, it's not a matter of hypocrisy. That's why I never call I didn't call Nancy Pelosi a hypocrite for demanding that salons be closed, hair salons be closed. Then she went to one during the lockdown. It's because they believe that they're better human beings than the rest of us. The Ubermensch is not required to live by the same laws and rules as others. That's what the left believes. That's why they have such contempt for the rest of us. We are morally subhuman. We are Untermenschen, under people. They're Ubermenschen, over people. So Target has decided not to be as active in promoting transgenderism to little children in its stores, because most American parents, including liberals, don't like the idea of screwing children's minds. Something the left lives for. This isn't just a couple stores in the South, he tweets. There is a systematic attack on the gay community happening across the country. Such demagoguery has it. What is a systematic attack on gays? What does it have to do with transgender? Who's the famous gay writer that I read that very long article?
Andrew Sullivan.
About how transgenderism is ultimately more anti-gay than it is anything else. It's a very fascinating article, and he's a big gay activist. The transgender issue has nothing to do with gay. Nothing. Some gay men want to dress up as female, but they're still men. They don't identify as women. I would say that the number of gays who identify as women is equal to the number of heteros who identify as women. Talking about males. So it's just a lie. Systematic attack on the gay community. And listen to the rest of his despicable tweet. Wake up, America! This doesn't stop here. You're black, you're Asian, you're Jewish, you're a woman, you're next. Gavin Newsom, if there is such a thing as the moral Untermensch, he is one. That's the irony. God, is he a moral idiot? And despicable. Really? You're next? So let's understand something. Target is removing some of its transgender clothing for children. So who's next? You're Jewish? What will Target do against Jews? You know? Is there now a Jewish clothing section at Target that I somehow missed?
They're going to close down.
They're going to close down what?
The yarmulke. You know, they have a big yarmulke.
They have a big yarmulke exhibit?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, yeah.
Maybe they could make a trans yarmulke.
You're a woman. So they're not going to sell women's clothing at that Target? You're next. Target is targeting women. Asian. This is an open question. Is there an Asian section in Target? Now, I assume he means more than Target. That the country will target blacks, Jews, Asians, and women? Particularly ironic given how women are the primary movers in these arenas to begin with. You're next. He's a vile human being, Gavin Newsom. We shall return. Dennis Prager Show.
The Dennis Prager Show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Dennis Prager Show, coming to you, oddly enough, from California. I was in Germany and Florida this week, and here I am. my producer came up with a very interesting insight. And I'm going to open up with that. So he was telling me that he recalls, well, Bruce Jenner, the great Olympic champion. What was his sport? So that's everything, decathlon. Bruce Jenner embodied America. And he was on Wheaties cereal boxes. And now he's Caitlyn Jenner, or if you will, she's Caitlyn Jenner. And now Caitlyn Jenner embodies America. Very interesting insight. And that's a question, isn't it? Is America better off for Caitlyn embodying it than when Bruce embodied it?
Literally embodies America as he literally embodies.
Yeah, so Caitlyn embodies America.
Because before he was a physical specimen.
Male physical specimen.
And now he is.
Yeah, it does. It's true.
There
was actually an article on that change of the male body. Men are much less strong than they used to be, just physically. They're less strong in every way. And, of course, that's a generalization. It doesn't apply to everybody. But it was an insight I thought I would share with you. Where was I just reading? Oh, yes. So you know what they do now on the left? There are a massive number. You could say there is a massive number because number is singular. But there are a massive number of fact checkers on the left. I need to read. I'll do this later. So I have to find it again. AP, the biggest source of news reporting in the world, I believe, Associated Press. Yeah. They have a fact checker. Did you know that?
Sure.
Okay, I didn't know that. AP has a fact checker. So they did fact checking on why there are so many fewer people enlisting in the armed forces than before. And it will fascinate you to see what the left does in the name of fact-checking. I wrote a whole thing on, PolitiFact? Yeah, I wrote, because they checked on me. And I know what I said, and I know what the truth is. And so I remember, I wrote this in the last year. You could check it out, and you should. I wish you would all read my column every week. It comes out every Tuesday. Just go to my website. It goes to many websites, but that's the most consistent for you. Anyway, I wrote, PolitiFact is to fact. PolitiFact is to truth what Pravda was to truth. I think that was the title. Anyway, one of the things that the AP said was it's not true that the embrace of transgender soldiers, sailors, Marines, what did I miss? Navy.
Air Force. Huh? You mentioned the Air Force.
Oh, yeah. Airmen? I can't say airmen. It's got men in it. Yeah, I know it's Air Force, but if it's soldiers in the Army and it's sailors in the Navy and it's Marines in the Marines, what is it in the Air Force?
Probably airmen.
You can't say airmen, and you can't even say that to me in this microphone that only goes into my earphones, Sean.
How about flyboys?
Flyboys. I'm sure there's a phone call for you, Sean. I think you should take it. Okay. So, I just want to say, because I already spoke about it in the first hour, it's unfortunate that there were so many technical glitches in the Ron DeSantis announcement with Elon Musk on Twitter, and it's not a tragedy, it's unfortunate. My position is adamant. They're all good. Everyone who was announced that I know of. Let's see. Let's go through names, okay? So Vivek Ramaswamy, Larry Elder, Nikki Haley, of course, Donald Trump, now Ron DeSantis, Mike Pompeo, Pompeo is not announced? Okay.
No,
Tim.
He announced he wasn't running.
Oh, he announced he's not running. Okay. And Tim Scott. If you're not prepared to support any of them for president, I don't care what your level of enthusiasm, but if only one or two are acceptable to you, then you are not aware of the threat, the existential threat the left and its party, the Democratic Party, pose to the United States of America. It would be like... Asa Hutchinson? Okay. I don't know enough about it, but that's difficult, right?
It's a little difficult.
Yeah, that I must admit. But it's unrealistic. I mean, you could say some of the others are unrealistic, but any of them would be fine. We have to defeat the left. Or the country's lost. You don't survive the left. You can survive liberals, but you can't survive leftists. Not if they're in power enough. I was reading to you a remarkable editorial in the Wall Street Journal about the new Chicago mayor, Brandon Johnson, who will make Chicago safe, according to this latest paper, by addressing issues that underlie crime and poverty. Of course, they don't. And you know what they believe on the left underlies crime and poverty? Racism. Racism underlies poverty, and poverty underlies crime. There you go. Not fatherlessness, not godlessness. I mean, if you would actually say to any leftist publicly, maybe the biblical God in their lives would be a good thing. You can't say anything that they would regard with more contempt. So people don't even say it. Okay. So he's going to raise $12 billion in new spending will make Chicago truly safe. The report's creators, Action Center on Race and the Economy, ACRE, A-C-R-E, and the People's Unity Platform, PUP. I made that one up. Doesn't say PUP. Helped Mr. Johnson win. Co-author Saqib Bhatti is on his transition team. Chicago Teachers Union President Stacey Davis Gates is on the ACRE board. They mean your money. The report offers a flavor of the trend in Chicago politics and why the once great city is struggling. So they're going to need, as I said, $12 billion. This was just a review of what I had said early. The report suggests Mr. Johnson reinstate a head tax on businesses would have been fine, of $33 per employee. Chicago's previous head tax of $4 per employee was ended in 2014 by the city council under Mayor Rahm Emanuel, who called it a job killer and a deterrent to business hiring. Rahm Emanuel was a liberal. He had some leftist views, but he was a liberal. So let's understand. When businesses in Chicago had to pay a tax of $4 per employee, they dropped it because the Democratic mayor said it's a job killer and a deterrent to businesses hiring. The person that the people of Chicago elected mayor wants $33 per employee. So if $4... That's eight times less. If one-eighth of what he wants killed employment, killed jobs, and deterred hiring, what will this do? at 8 times the amount.
Time for relief.
Answer coming up.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager here. Before I continue with the decimation of Chicago and the mayor and left-wing thinking that will destroy the city, which won't bother the left. You have to understand that. Destruction is a prerequisite for utopia. You must destroy this world to make the beautiful world that will be solar-powered, for example. But before I continue there, I am going to offer to you a good male-female difference that really worked out in my own life. So any of you who are married to the opposite sex knows the following, not any of you, 95% of you. Men don't find things, women do. Is that a fair statement, sir? Yeah, okay. So I returned to my room in Orlando, Florida yesterday, where I was broadcasting all week from, as you may have noted. I hope you did. I could not find my tablet. We all know what a tablet is, right? And generally, I go to bed, I turn the lights off, check out the tablet, latest news, latest beautiful ink colors to come out, whatever one of my 44 hobbies induces me to read, and then fall asleep. And so the tablet is in the bed. Came back to the room last night. I could not find my tablet. I looked everywhere. I mean everywhere. I looked everywhere but the shower, because it's inconceivable I would have taken the tablet into the shower. Called my wife and told her the issue. She said, look under the covers of the bed. Because the chambermaid, if that's what they're called, had made the bed, had done the room. So I had already done that in the sense that I had put my hand over the entire bed and I felt no lump. Well, I gave up. I even filed a report with the front desk in the hope that they would find it. I thought that the chambermaid had perhaps wrapped it up in some sheets that she took for the laundry. I uncover the bed to go into the bed, and sure enough, there's my tablet. In other words, my wife in Los Angeles knew where it was, and I in the room did not. Is that powerful evidence that women find things better than men? I'll know if a guy is a real woman if he claims that he is a trans, if he can now find things like women can. That's one of the key tests. So, back to Chicago and what is being proposed. Massive new taxes on companies and the rich, because the reason that there is a crime surge is they don't spend enough on poverty, And they will save a lot of money by cutting the police department. That's right. That's part of the plan to, in fact, defund police. The mayor is also urged to raise the real estate transfer tax on sales over $1 million by 1.9 percentage points from the current 0.75%. Progressives say most of the funds would come from skyscrapers and commercial properties. Chicago has plenty of $1 million homeowners, and it already has the second highest tax rates in the country on commercial properties worth $1 million. Landlords with luxury apartments that are vacant should pay a fee to encourage them to charge more affordable rates. The authors want to raise the tax on jet fuel to force airlines to pay for, quote, profiting from creating pollution in our city. You must understand that environmentalism has nothing to do with the environment. Environmentalists use the environment to push left-wing agendas, just as the NAACP uses blacks to push left-wing agendas. Teachers' unions use children to push left-wing agendas. Feminists use women to push left-wing agendas. And on. LGBTQ use lesbians, gays, bisexuals, and transgender to push left-wing issues. The authors also want Illinois to charge state law. By the way, I just want to note here. Raise the tax on jet fuel to force airlines to pay for profiting from creating pollution in our city. So what does that mean? If you land at O'Hare, you will have to pay, or take off from O'Hare, you will have to pay a tax, a special tax?
Well, it'll be on your ticket, presumably.
Yeah, okay, it'll be on your ticket, yeah. Fine, because yeah. Tickets are not expensive enough.
Yeah.
So, but how do you calculate that? There's a jet fuel tax if you take off from O'Hare, but the vast majority of the jet fuel is used outside of Chicago, wherever you're flying. I mean, you're out of Chicago in 5 minutes, 10 minutes. I don't understand how it's calculated.
You think they do?
You think they do. I caused them to laugh, which is worth the entire question. What else? How else will they raise funds? Then add a financial transactions tax for a cut of every trade at the Chicago Board of Trade and the Chicago Board Options Exchange. The authors also want Illinois to change state law to allow a tax on the financial and business assets of the 10% wealthiest Chicagoans. Households making over $100,000 a year would be hit by a new 3.5% income tax. Welcome to California.
Without the weather,
yes, that's very important. That's a very important point. The Johnson backers also want him to, quote, divest from policing and surveillance. Ooh, that's right. That's defund the police. And get rid of the police gang database. Are you ready? You'll love this, folks. In favor of a peace book. Peace book. Which you read while smoking a peace pipe. That would inform communities about peacekeepers, violence interrupters, mediators, circle keepers, and restorative justice practitioners. I told you they live in a make-believe world.
The Dennis Prager Show.
One of these sources of endless interest to me, Alain Lambert, or as Americans call him, Alan Lambert. I much prefer Alain Lambert. Sends me a text apropos of my women find things. Nothing is lost unless mom can't find it. It's a good line. That's exactly correct. That is when you know something is lost. Do you know one of the things that I do for men and women is explain to women that their husband is probably normal. I'm serious. That has been a major, I'm very serious, service that I have provided people with. It's not your husband. It's men. And by the way, vice versa is also true. It may not be your wife. It's women. Since I have the odd, atypical view that women cause as much trouble as men do. I hope the left-wing guys who monitor the show put that out. Would you believe what Dennis Prager said? Women cause as much trouble as men do? The audacity. The nerve. Did I finish? I'm practically done. I have to read to you what I just read to you, though, the last paragraph. Mayor Johnson, the new mayor of Chicago, his backers want him to divest from policing and surveillance and get rid of the police gang database. Why would anybody want that? And what instead? A peace book. Sean, could you please play some of the music that people play when they get a massage? The background music that does nothing but relaxes you with a bunch of little tingling sounds. Because that's what the peace book deserves as a musical theme. Oh, give me a break. I would get off the massage table with this. No, no, this is not. He obviously has never had a massage, Sean. I didn't want to say it. I give you my word. I did not want to say it sounds like Amelie music because I don't want to insult the Indonesians. I have a very large Indonesian audience. Okay, Sean is enjoying this beyond belief, which is always a bad sign, my friends. If he really enjoys it, it means it's not good for the show. Just know that. It's a rule that I have learned over the course of well over a decade. So they're going to have a peace book instead of database of gang members. And who will be in the peace book? Peacekeepers, violence interrupters. By the way, isn't the man being arrested in New York a violence interrupter? Man who put Jordan Neely into a chokehold? He was a violence interrupter. He won't be in the peace book. Yeah, that's correct. This is exactly what is done. This music accompanies the peace book. Of course, after a certain amount of time listening to this music, one becomes violent. So it has a half-life. All right, thank you, Sean. It is a very important time in your career. No, I'm sure I don't want more. That is correct. I'm actually starting to get antsy to punch somebody. And I know exactly whom, just for the record. Mediators, circle keepers. All right, Mr. Producer, you're a bright man. What is a circle keeper? Yeah, if you don't know what a circle keeper is, I don't. But if you don't know, that is not a good sign.
Someone who keeps a circle?
Someone who keeps a circle. Thank you. Thank you. Not as deep as your note on Caitlyn Jenner, just for the record. Do you know? Seriously, Sean, do you know? You're another generation. What's a circle keeper?
I think it's an Indian, really.
You think it's a Native American term?
Like circle.
Look it up. I'm very curious. So instead of listing gang members, it will list circle keepers and restorative justice practitioners. As for the CPB...
Yeah, yes, Native American.
It is Native American? Okay, good one. I'll give you the final recommendations. 1-8-PRAGER-776. I have some interesting calls already on board, but If you'd like to call, that's the number. Now, with all my flirting with other possible themes for the show, I've still hung around with Hans Zimmer and this theme from Gladiator. Hi, everybody. I'm Dennis Prager. Wonderful to be with you. I'm not on tomorrow because it's the biblical holiday of Shavuot, or Pentecost, exactly 7 weeks after Passover begins. It's a very powerful theme. It's celebrated as the receiving of the Ten Commandments at Mount Sinai, or more traditionally, the Torah at Mount Sinai. It's not enough to be liberated from external slavery. You have to be liberated from internal slavery. So you need to be liberated from Pharaoh, and you need to be liberated from your nature. Anyway, it says you can't work on that day, and I don't. What am I going to do? So just wanted you to know why I won't be on tomorrow. I'd like you to hear K.T. McFarland. K.T. McFarland was on a Wall Street Journal. When was she on? Yesterday? When was this?
No, it was like a few days ago.
This week? Yeah. K.T. McFarland is a former deputy national security advisor in the Trump administration.
Yeah.
This is really, really insightful. Oh, it was Fox Business? So why did it say WSJ on the bottom? Didn't it say Wall Street Journal?
We don't see that.
Did you see that? All right, fine. It says about, so it's on Fox what? It was regular Fox? Fox Business? Maria Bartiromo is interviewing K.T. McFarland. Take it away. This is K.T.
We have all the congressional investigations. There is now hard evidence that there was election interference by the U.S. intelligence agencies and the Department of Justice. They've got to be terrified. Those individuals have to be terrified that a Republican president comes in the 2024 election with a Republican attorney general, investigates them, and charges them all with the crimes they've committed over the last 8 years.
Okay. Well, let me interrupt. This is everything. You know what she's referring to. For example, 51 heads of intelligence agencies, CIA, DIA, FBI, these people wrote a lie, a gigantic lie, in order to get Biden elected. And this was a month before the 2020 election, that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. Remember, truth is not a left-wing value. If you know that, you understand half of what is going on in the media and in the Democratic Party. So they lied about the Hunter Laptin, the Hunter Biden laptop, or if you will, the Hunter Laptop Biden, in order to assure that Biden would win. So this is her point. Since they are so corrupt, the FBI, CIA, DIA, the whole intelligence world is so utterly corrupt because the left runs it, and everything the left runs is corrupt, from California to Chicago. Therefore, they cannot afford to let a Republican win the presidency, because then they will be investigated. So it is not even ideological anymore. It's saving their skin. This is one of the scariest interviews I have played for you, because K.T. McFarland is right. It's bad enough when you're a true believing leftist, but if you're a true believing leftist who's corrupt, and might end up indicted for actual real crimes, you will do anything to make sure a Republican, any Republican, doesn't win the presidency. This is very, very sobering what she is saying. This isn't even just about, well, how will they count ballots? Will there be fraud in counting or sending out ballots? This is do whatever the hell you can to make sure a Republican is not elected. You hear that, FBI, CIA? You hear that, DOJ? This is breathtaking. Continue, please.
See about that. You're right. There are questions around these elections because of this interference. Do you think there will be election interference then in 24?
Take it to the bank. They will absolutely interfere in 2024. We're not sure how, but they will absolutely interfere, not only because they're not going to like whoever the Republican candidate is, but because they're going to protect their own hides. That's why they were talking to their own people, and the whistleblowers have brought this up, that they were told, don't put anything on paper, just tell us orally. They knew that they were doing stuff wrong. They knew that they were going to be liable for prosecution.
Yeah, it's too bad. I wish the media were more curious about all of this. Unfortunately, the media takes the narrative of the Democrat Party and runs with it and then tries to cancel anybody who's not on board.
Well, they're in the same position.
You hear that? That is so intelligent. They're in the same position. The New York Times, the Washington Post, and L.A. Times, and AP, and PBS, and NPR, and ABC, and CBS, and NBC, they are as corrupt as the FBI and the CIA. Their skin is on the line, too. She's a bright woman, this K.T. McFarland. Bright woman. Go ahead.
Wrong, because that sort of it just undercuts their whole reason for being. So they're going to continue to have the fake narrative, and they're going to continue to cover up and pretend that nothing bad went on. I mean, they're all in it together. This is what the terrible thing is. These people are selling the country. They're just selling us out. Not only to foreign leaders, but they're interfering in our elections. They're tearing up the Constitution. Why? Because they want to protect their jobs. They want to protect their ratings. It just is. I never thought I would be this upset about how anybody in the government was performing. But this is just a gut punch to the American people.
It really is. And it's because American you're a patriot. People. You don't want to see this kind of injustice. I agree with you. KT, it's good to see you. Thank you.
You know why I'm laughing. The woman has just described a very dark thing coming up in America. And it's the interviewer's job to end it on a light note. Good to see you. You've just described the potential death of our society. But it's good to see you. It's an old sort of dark humor line about the media. You know, 10,000 die in earthquake in Colombia, and we'll be back right after this from hemorrhoid medicine. Oh my God, the human condition. I had not thought of that. That's why I was so excited to play it. I want truth wherever the source is. And I certainly am not the only source. So that was a very intelligent and frightening insight. Merrick Garland does not want a Republican in office because of the amount of corruption he was involved in. Just the political prisoners issue. This country has a lot of political prisoners from January 6th. I mean political prisoners. I don't mean people who attacked police. How many years did they give this guy who put his legs up on Nancy Pelosi's? That's 4.5 years. What was he charged with, putting his legs on Nancy Pelosi's desk? Which was wrong, by the way. Just for the record, I understand. But, yeah, exactly. You got to give the guy a fine or your suspended sentence. But there are people who didn't even do that, and they're going to prison. Because a conservative who entered the Capitol on January 6th has as good a chance for a fair trial in Washington, D.C., as a black man had in 1920s Alabama, charged with raping a white woman, or even looking wrong at a white woman. That's how corrupt the system is. We shall fight, and if you do not fight, ye must answer to the Lord. Those of you who love the Lord must hate evil. From the Bible. Hi, everybody. By the way, regards to you, Sean, from Brandon Tatum. Spent a nice amount of time with him at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. And I had a really nice week there. You know what I didn't tell you, folks? If I did, Sean, maybe you'll remember. Did I mention at all my discussions with the German military man that I had at a cigar lounge in Munich? Well, you...
It's vaguely familiar.
Oh, it is vaguely familiar?
It wouldn't hurt to do it again.
Well, it would hurt to do it again. I have so much that I want to report on in calls. In a nutshell, because my producer doesn't remember it, that's why I'm asking both of you. I had a cigar with a stranger, which is what you do in cigar lounges, in Munich last, I guess, Saturday night. And sure enough, this man, about 38, was a member, he was a military police, in the military police. Believe me, it is not common to meet somebody in Germany who's in the military. And I remember reporting to you, I know you remember this too, it was in the New York Times Magazine about 15 years ago, the contempt with which Germans held Germans who were in the Army or Navy or any military service. And that when they would enter, let's say, a train, people would move away from them. He verified every word of that article, that is how he has been treated in his life in the German military, including being spat upon. But he said it is now completely changed. Isn't that interesting? It's just changed. Germans realize they need an army. The world is not the fairy tale that Angela Merkel thought it was, or Konrad Adenauer thought it was, or any of them. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's completely different, the attitude to him when he says he's in the military or when he's in a uniform. So that's one of the many reasons it's so important to travel, because you've got to hear it firsthand and see it firsthand. That was a riveting few hours with him. All right, y'all, let's see here. What do you have to say? Lenny in Cleveland, Ohio. Hello.
Hello, Dennis. I just wanted to tell you that the belief that you think that the intelligence community said that it was a Russian thing is a media creation. I've gone to the actual source document and read it. They never said it in the document. Let me quote just a few words. We want to emphasize that we do not know if the emails provided to the New York Post by Rudy Giuliani are genuine or not, and that we do not have evidence of any Russian involvement, just that our experience makes us deeply suspicious that the Russian government played a significant role in the case. If we are right, this is Russia trying to influence how Americans vote in this election.
So why doesn't that sound like they thought it was Russian disinformation?
Well, they never said that it was. They said...
No, you just read it, that it seems to have the trademark.
Okay.
I read it, too. I read the original document.
Okay, well...
It sounds to me, and I think to fair-minded people, that they're saying... First of all, they should have said nothing. Okay, the whole thing. Okay, all right. You're an honest man, and I really do appreciate your calling, because people should hear the original. That is a worthy call. They interfered, and they did so utterly dishonestly. It's a sleight of hand, of course. Look, it's obvious. I don't have to belabor the point. It's clear. That's why KT McFarland's point is so frightening. That they are afraid of a Republican president because they might be prosecuted. So it is now beyond being leftists. It is now, I want to save my skin. That was her point. And I thank you, Lenny. That is right. Let's see now. Minneapolis, another benighted city. And Jim, hello, Jim.
Hey, Dennis, how you doing?
Good. Are you in a wind tunnel?
No, I'm in downtown Minneapolis, actually.
Uh-huh. Okay, go ahead.
So, what I wanted you to comment on is that we've got two of the most self-proclaimed Catholics in the country, next to the Pope, probably, are Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. I'm just wondering if either one of them will speak out against the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence at the Dodgers game. I know the answer to that. You know the answer to that. I'm just wondering, maybe we have a senator or a...
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's another superb call. That's a great, legitimate question. So the answer is, leftism is the religion of Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden. Power is their religion. Power is their God. They feel Catholic. They act and think leftist. And that's it. What Catholicism teaches, or even the most egregious humiliation of the religion, means nothing to them. Nothing. This is a perfect proof of that. And all of you in LA, going to a Dodger game now is wrong. Hello, folks. Dennis Prager here with you. And in Philadelphia, it's Tom. Hello, Tom.
How you doing today, Dennis?
Well, thank you.
I just hear you talking about the 2020 election. I just want to go through a few things, because I just keep hearing that the Democrats stole that election. Did Dominion voting machines steal that election from Trump?
Well, you're asking the wrong person, and I never said that they stole the election. So you'll have to ask the people who said that. I've said from the beginning, and I continue to be, that if they could, the Democrats would steal it. I don't know if they did. I do believe there was corruption, and I think it is an embarrassment to the country that we have not had a proper investigation of what happened, forgetting the Dominion voting machines. I think it's a crime that we even went to voting machines, since they are much more easily corrupted than paper ballots. Do you agree with that or not?
But why?
Do you agree? I answered you. Now you answer me. What do you think is more easily corrupted, machines or paper ballots?
Paper ballots.
They're more easily corrupted. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
You're on record as saying that. Continue now.
But Dennis,
continue.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Before you hang up on me?
I'm not going to hang up on you.
I'll only hang up on you
if there's nothing more to say.
Why aren't Republicans investigating the 2020 election then? If you wanted an investigation, like you just said, why wasn't it properly investigated? Then why aren't Republicans doing that in the House right now?
Well, whenever it was brought to a courtroom, judges threw it out. There were many attempts to have it investigated. And as to your question, I don't have an answer to it. I think it's a fine question. I'm sure there's an answer, but I don't know what the answer is.
Judges don't investigate cases.
No. Judges allow cases to be brought into a courtroom. They didn't even allow any of them.
Because there was no evidence.
So what? I'm curious. The gist of your point is you believe there was no or very little corruption. Is that correct?
Well, of course, because there's no other proof to say otherwise.
Okay, proof. There is no proof. I don't know.
There is none.
I know. Right. Fine. You know what? There's no proof God exists, but I'm certain God exists.
Yeah, but you're basing this on your feelings, Dennis. That's
no,
what Democrats
okay, you're
do,
basing it. I think you're basing it on your feelings. I think that an honest.
No, there's evidence. Where is the evidence, Dennis?
The evidence is the okay. Evidence? There are whole books, my friend, whole books, written on the staggering amount of things that lead an honest human being to believe that there was corruption, like stopping counting in the middle of the night while Trump was winning and then finding vast numbers of ballots the next day. Until the very recent period of American life, we knew the results of virtually every election that night. We don't anymore because the Democrats are lying and corrupt because they're leftists. Leftists will lie because truth is not a left-wing value. I have no proof that the election was stolen, but I have no proof for a lot of things that evidence seems to suggest. And I thank you for calling. Okay, let's see here. By the way, it's a good point that just occurred to me, because we were talking about the corruption of the intelligence elites. So let me pose this question to all of you out there, good-willed Americans, who think that it is utterly corrupt, if you will, to even imply that there might have been corruption in the 2020 election. So in light of the fact that we know this, we have proof. This is not feeling, conjecture, suspicion. This is proof. They lied. 51 heads, former heads of the FBI, CIA, DIA, and in DOJ lied about the Hunter Biden laptop. So are they outliers among Democrats, among leftists? Only intelligence people lie, but vote counters don't? That's a little hard for an honest person to believe. Where we were allowed to investigate, we know they lied and cheated to get Biden elected. But on the counting, nobody has been allowed to bring into a courtroom all the evidence. So much was changed, sending millions and millions of ballots to people who never requested them. Why was that done? Because of COVID. Well, there's no more COVID. Why will it be done next year? Because it's a far easier way to lie and cheat. Hugh Hewitt, who is as moderate, and I say that in a very positive sense, I'm very close to Hugh. Hugh Hewitt, who is a moderate conservative, wrote a book years ago, If It Isn't Close, They Can't Cheat. That's exactly right. Hey, everybody, I'm Dennis Prager, Red State Reports. The United Airlines rolls out spiffy new uniforms with pronoun name tags. It's a problem because I would like to avoid United if I could. I'm on a very high level. I'm the second highest level. But I'm on the second highest level of Delta, American, and United because I fly so much. And often I have no choice. I went to Munich 10 days ago, and the time I needed a flight, my only choice was through Denver and United from Denver to Munich. United is the airline that announced that it is reserving half of its candidates in its own flight school to women and people of color. If you feel confident in an airline that will choose half of its pilots based on their sex or color, then you different levels of confidence than I do, and your levels are not rational. I don't care if all my pilots are female, black, and lesbian, as long as they are the most competent pilots that United can find. But they have not announced that. They have announced that half of their pilots will be trained based on color and quote-unquote gender. United is now allowing people to put on their name tag their preferred pronouns. she, her, he, him, and presumably ze, zer.
Or they, them.
Or they, them, for those who are non-binary. The issue of non-binary flight attendants is a new one in the flight industry, I might add. This is a cute way they open up the article. So this guy's sitting on a United Airlines flight decked out in Nike gear and drinking a Bud Light. That is a very good, good line. As he watches the latest LGBTQ offering from Disney. Oh, I didn't finish. Yeah, but I'm glad he mentioned Nike. I have not bought Nike stuff for a while now. After almost missing his flight because he hit the new Pride sale at Target on his way to the airport. Yeah, it could happen. As reported by Crew Room, United Airlines provided a sneak peek of its spiffy new upcoming uniforms after the intended release was postponed for 3 years due to the COVID pandemic. A United spokesperson told Crew Room that the extended time frame allowed the airline to, quote, enhance the existing pieces and adapt them to the evolving requirements of the airline. So it has a picture of new uniforms and two women dressed essentially in male-looking uniforms. There's one woman behind them who is actually wearing something we identify with females. It's really interesting because trans women make sure to wear women's clothing. It's all inverted. The world is an inverted place. What evolving requirements are we talking about here? Functionality, or a period during which the airline could continue to watch the development of the woke culture and its impact on society, he asks. As various corporations continue to roll the dice and jump on the woke bandwagon, United executives are now stuck in the LGBTQ sand bigly. That's right, bigly. The uniform designs are somewhat Star Trek-esque. Featuring two predominant shades of blue, United's incorporation of pronoun name tags into the new theme suggests eager employees will be able to proudly display their, quote, preferred gender pronouns while they work. Let's see. You know what? That is an interesting thing. What if a male has preferred pronouns she, her? How many passengers will say, ma'am, can I have another drink? Miss, can I have another drink? United spokesperson couched the new uniforms this way. This program tells the story of our airline, a story of our everyday trailblazers who connect people and unite the world. The pablum that comes from the left is, there's nothing like it. There is nothing like it. It has been years in the making and we're excited. These are all giveaway terms, you know. How often have I said in 40 years of radio, I'm excited to tell you? I don't think once. To be on a journey. Oh, they're always on journeys. That serves the needs of our current and future employees. As this guy writes, the story of your airline's surrender to wokeism. It's very sad. Forgetting any ideology, isn't there something beautiful about women dressing as women and men as men? Think of it just from the societal standpoint. Isn't a celebration of the two sexes rather than the destruction of as many distinctions as possible, isn't that a beautiful thing? But as started in the arts world, left in art, architecture, sculpture, music, hates beauty. I don't know what that is in the human condition. I don't. I admit it. But this is an example. We return.
Get to me the sooner or later.
Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager, final segment of today's show. Off tomorrow because of the biblical holiday of Shavuot, Pentecost. It says you shall do no work, so I don't work on the three festivals, Tabernacles, and Passover, and Pentecost. It is a real joy in my life to march to the beat of what I believe is a divine drummer, because it's liberating from fear of humans, which is people's greatest fear. When my older son was about three or four, four, not three. He walked around the house shooting things with a broomstick. Pow, pow, choo, pee. And I asked him one day, David, what are you shooting? He said, monsters. And then he said, so dad, or daddy, I guess he would have said then, daddy, are monsters real? And my mind raced. What do I say to him? If I say monsters are real, first, am I telling the truth? And second, am I scaring him? If I say that there's no such thing as monsters, am I telling the truth? Since my default position is tell the truth, I said, yes, David, there are monsters. They're real. And he never, from that day on, he never went around shooting monsters. Isn't that interesting? I had, in effect, I don't know, liberated him. Yeah, there are monsters. And there are. Too many human beings are monsters. So, our task is to, as it were, shoot them. Now, not if they've not committed a capital crime, obviously. But to oppose them and fight them. That is our task. And then what do we have? Monday is Memorial Day, so we'll have a special show that I've done in the past, and then I'll be back with you Tuesday. So I wish you a wonderful weekend, but don't miss the show tomorrow. People who sit in for me are terrific. God bless you. Take care. Dennis Prager here. Thanks for listening to the Daily Dennis Prager Podcast. To hear the entire 3 hours of my radio show, commercial-free, every single day, become a member of Pragertopia. You'll also get access to 15 years' worth of archives, as well as the daily show prep. Subscribe at Pragertopia.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.